Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
We are banned by Weight Watchers. But Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But be careful. You're going to gain weight if you stand too close to your speakers.
Good. I'm not near a speaker.
So be careful.
Ground beef and breadcrumbs, some onions and an egg. My mouth is watering, so please don't make me beg. I know everybody's got their taste, and that's just fine. But if you say that you don't like it, then you've never tasted mine. I'm talking about meatloaf.
Oh, this is my song, Meatloaf.
That's your favorite meal.
I love it.
This segment is a regional favorite.
On our last show, we mentioned we tried unsuccessfully to get into a new restaurant, even though it was 5:30 on a Wednesday night.
I know. That's
really
strange.
Seriously. Not to be deterred from her appointed mission, Nancy asked the host to make a reservation for the following Wednesday at 5:30, and he graciously honored her request.
I should hope so. It's
really
a week in advance at 5:30 on a weeknight, a middle of the weeknight. I mean, how crowded can a restaurant get?
I don't know, but we heard so many good things about this
that we
place.
Had to go.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to go. Yeah. We had to find out what it was all about.
Our anticipation grew as we counted down the days.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Which means we have no life and this is all we have to look forward to, but...
Well, we heard so many good things about this place.
Okay.
We had to go. The day finally arrived for us to see what all the talk and excitement was about. Because the restaurant is in Barrington, we decided to put on our Sunday best. Jim even showered and shaved and put on his Dockers.
It was a special occasion, wasn't it?
I know. You had a little crease by your knee from the hanger.
I know. No jeans, no loafers. Wow. Mm-hmm. Even put socks on, too.
Wow.
I did.
Wow. I must admit, he cleaned up well.
Thank you.
To my laying out his clothes in advance for him. If I didn't, they wouldn't match. It would be like something out of Barnum and Bailey's collection.
Mainly because I just don't care.
Yes, you do.
I just grab a shirt and it's close. If it's got blue in it, I'm wearing blue, that's fine.
Well, yeah, well, if you're wearing blue anywhere, but you don't match it up like that usually.
Blue is blue.
No, you usually put one color and then a different color and then another color with your shoes and belt.
This is what I can't do. You look for the little details on a shirt and try and match it up. I just go with, okay, this is brown. That's blue, that's blue.
I can tell just by looking at your browns today.
What's wrong with that?
It's all right. It's not the greatest.
It's brown. Brown. See what I mean? Brown and brown.
Exactly, but you could wear your cream-colored shorts with that top. Enough primping. We jumped into Jim's Mercedes. It was Barrington, after all.
That's right.
And off we went to Regent's Kitchen and Bar in Barrington.
It is located on the corner in a very populated shopping center. After we parked our car, we walked past their fenced-in alfresco dining area.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing as eating outside, for those of you
exactly
who don't know. Even though some people chose that dining option, it was too chilly for us old people. We wanted to go inside and experience the ambiance.
We did. I mean, outside, it's the parking lot you're looking at.
I know.
Even though they made it kind of cute, their alfresco area, but it's a parking lot.
I have a problem with that at a lot of restaurants because, like you said, if it was overlooking a park or something like
something pretty or a lake.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's just...
A golf course.
Yeah. I mean,
but
a parking lot.
Smelling exhaust fumes from the cars that are going by. I don't think so.
Even parks, you got to be careful or something. Because, you know, some guy's walking his dog and...
Okay, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Okay, all right. Just saying.
Oh, gosh. Walking, see, I can't take you anywhere.
Well, I worry about things like that.
This place was just too fancy schmancy for you. Walking in, we were greeted by the host, and he escorted us past the bar and high-top tables to a modern, elegant dining area. It reminded us of a fine dining restaurant in downtown Chicago. There were navy blue, opaque curtains hanging from the ceiling, separating each table. This was a nice touch, which made it seem like you were in your own private space. So I was trying to look underneath. And trying to see what the next, or on the sides too. I mean, I was trying everything. I want to see what the lady was wearing for her shoes. So I was checking underneath the curtain. Then I was trying to look around the side because that lady looked like she had French onion soup at that one table. And it was in an onion like they did at Montero Grill years ago. And I think they still do. So I had to find out all this stuff. So it's nice to be in a private spot. But when you're nosy like me, it's not so nice.
And you're complaining you can't take me anyplace? Seriously?
I know. What can I say?
Well,
but nobody saw me doing it but you.
The waiter brought us a basket of unleavened lavash made with Parmesan cheese.
Lavash. What is lavash?
I will tell you. This paper-thin cracker tasted like the Parmesan cheese that sticks to the bottom of a frying pan.
Oh, yeah, that was so that's good. Right.
It's very addicting, and our waiter said that quite a few people go through two baskets.
I know. When he said that, I'm thinking, okay, then we can get more if we want.
But since we had our classy pants on, we showed restraint and elegance.
And elegance?
Elegance.
Elegance?
And the lavash.
Uh-huh. We did. We did. See, because I didn't know how much food I was going to get, and I wanted to enjoy my dinner, too.
And you're saying I'm not classy. I talk about lavash and elegance.
Yeah, and look at how you're dressed. Ah, Barnum Bailey, look at his outfit.
Move on.
For an appetizer this evening, we decided on the Chateaubriand of filet for $14.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Chateaubriand.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. These were four crostinis with boursin cream, filet, garlic butter crust, and port wine bordelaise. Wow. These were to die for. You can't come here without ordering this appetizer. My mouth's drooling while I'm reading my skit here. I'm like...
I know. It's really kind of hard to describe, but just the flavors and everything on there, it was so good. I mean, four little pieces of filet on top of these. Oh,
and we're telling you, it's not the quantity that you're going to be looking for. You're going to look for the quality because they are small for $14. So you're thinking they're over $3 a piece because you get four of them.
Go to Denny's, get a whole steak for that. Just saying.
And they are, but oh my God. I am usually a cheapskate. And I look at the price and say, for four, I better be big. And then when I saw them, I'm like, oh my God. I said, I looked at you, remember? And I said, that's it for $14? But then when you put it in your mouth, oh my God. It was like an explosion of flavors. And good. I mean, it was like to die for. So
it was good. It was
you
got
to try. Now, I got clean up in Studio B.
There's something wrong with us. Nancy's eyes popped out of their sockets when she saw the Chi-Town Lobster Tails Dijon. Again with the French.
Oh. The
Dijon.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
You're not Tish. You're Gomez.
It works both ways.
You drive me wild.
I know I do.
Okay.
Okay. This was two small lobster tails with Tio Pepe Sherry. Wasn't he that mouse on Tio Pepe?
On Ed Sullivan's show.
Yeah. We're showing our age too on that one. Sizzled garlic butter crust, charred lemon, asparagus, and whipped potato. That's classier than potatoes. It's potato.
Potato? Okay, yeah, but I don't want that classy stuff like the asparagus and the whipped potato.
She substituted Brussels sprouts and the cheesy hash brown casserole for her sides.
Oh, my God.
Now, the cheesy hash brown casserole wasn't...
It wasn't like Cracker Barrel.
No, it was different.
Oh, yeah. It was more like a potato au gratin.
Yes.
And a good potato au gratin, the kind that we get in Aruba that I fell in love with.
Yeah.
And my friend, our friends, Steve and Debbie, Steve and I, we always order the same thing. We have to have the potato au gratin because it's so good.
Well, I hope this gets back to the restaurant. We're comparing them to Cracker Barrel and Denny's. they'll be so happy. She said the dinner was the richest and most decadent meal she has had in a long time. The flavors have to be experienced to be appreciated. The leftovers the next day tasted like the chef prepared it for her all over again.
It did. I swear to God, my hash brown casserole and my sliced up Brussels sprouts together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I like Brussels sprouts. You don't. But I should let you taste it. I couldn't let you taste it because I liked it too much. I didn't want you to have any of mine. But oh, together, that's what made it so decadent. Mm-hmm. I think because of the cheese and then the sprouts together. It was awesome.
Get a grip.
My mouth is watering already.
Gosh, get a grip.
My mouth hasn't stopped watering since we started with the Chateaubriand.
Boy, oh boy. Oh.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what we're going to have all
Pretty
night?
Much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Jim only has so much class, and then he reverts back to his old ways. The specials tonight included the Barrington's Best Filet Mignon Meatloaf, $25, with applewood bacon, boars and whipped potato, agave, roasted carrots, mushroom, duxelles.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Is it duxelles?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Port demi-glace and OMG truffle butter. Now, how's that for a mouthful?
That's quite an entree.
He said it was the most incredible tasting and fanciest meatloaf he has ever had. The moron does know his meatloaf. I have to give him that.
I do know my meatloaf.
You don't know how to dress yourself, but you do know your meatloaf.
And that was a Barrington meatloaf. It was awesome. It was really good. Bacon wrapped. Oh.
I'm not a meatloaf lover, but I make meatloaf and I'll eat it at home.
Even add truffles and a truffle butter.
I hate mushrooms. Why would I like it? And the mushroom, is that butter? Duxelles? Is that butter?
I don't know.
Oh, and the truffle butter. Truffle is also a mushroom. So.
I'm not that classy. I don't know what part of a mushroom and a duxelle is. Anybody knows what a duxelle is, email us.
Yes.
DiningDuo@HuntleyRadio.org. Okay. On to dessert.
Ooh, that's your favorite.
Which I can't pass up. I had to try the English sticky toffee pudding for $9.
My God.
This was a surprise, too. It was spice date cake, which I'm not big on dates, but this was good. Vanilla bean ice cream, which is my favorite. Pralines and butter toffee caramel. Not caramel. Caramel. It was really good. And actually, Nance doesn't eat dessert, but we were fighting over it.
Yes.
We were.
You admit I don't eat dessert.
Nope. She usually doesn't.
Always used to say, oh, you do so. I do not. But boy, that was incredible. That was the perfect end to an incredible meal that we had.
Yes, it was.
It was. I mean, I didn't want to eat it all up on you, but... Next time I'm getting my own because it was so good.
This restaurant is handicap accessible in case you're interested.
And it is going to be hard to top this restaurant in the reviews this year. You know how we do our top 10 at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be our number one. It is going to be hard because you start with the appetizer and all the way down through the dessert, even the bread basket, everything was to die for.
The lavash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we know what all the hubbub was all about. Splurge a little. You deserve it after coming out of a year-long quarantine.
Exactly.
And we don't want anybody complaining to us.
Our cost for our post-COVID extravaganza was $100.21.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You cannot ruin my fancy-schmancy dinner.
Thank you, Levy. Don't write us complaining we spent too much money. It was worth it.
Every penny we spent is worth it, even though it was all of my Social Security money spent in one spot.
Oh, please. Here we go.
Okay, my love, what's your take on this mediocre restaurant?
This was the meatloaf of my dreams.
Ugh. I thought you dreamt about me all the time.
Well, when I'm not dreaming about you, I dream about meatloaf.
You're a sick puppy.
Thank you. What's your take, Toots?
Meatloaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can dress him up, but you can't take him anywhere.
It was filet meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you give him the particulars, Poopsie?
Region Kitchen and Bar, 718 West Northwest Highway, Barrington, 60010. The phone number is 224-848-4005. The website is www.regionrestaurant.com. The directions take Route 47, south to I-90, east to Route 59, north to Route 14, west to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 36 minutes. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And it was pretty easy to get there.
Not bad at all. No.
And the food was, again, to die for. I just have to wipe off my chin.
Okay.
Okay.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining and Duo show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM on your listening dial.
Okay. All the particulars are done. Now, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Okay.
You've got mail.
That didn't sound good.
Does he have a frog in his throat?
You've got mail.
Wow, that's so... Got to work on that one. Yes, we did. We got a letter from Lorenzo about Hart's Garage in Pingree Grove.
Hart's Garage?
Hart's Garage.
Am I going to a garage to get my car fixed?
No, this used to be Vince's Pizza, I think. And then it was like Chubby's Chicken. And now it's Hart's Garage.
Wow.
And we're going to go check it out and let you know. So if you have any comments, questions, recommendations, you can email us at thediningduo at huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo at huntleyradio.org.
And if you have any complaints about this segment that we're doing, write to Jim at huntleyradio.org. That's write to Jim at huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
Here, in the studio with us today, going to talk about the latest and the greatest gadgets for barbecuing, since it's just in time for Father's Day, is our one and only Mr. Know-It-All, Jim.
Yes, yes, I am here. I have scoured the internet.
And whatever he can't find, he makes up. No.
No, there's stuff on Amazon. I scoured Amazon. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
And I've got all of these, gadgets, which must-have gadgets.
You got to have a gadget.
They're must-have gadgets.
Yes.
And, for Father's Day, give ideas.
Exactly. The kids need ideas as long as the wife's.
The first one is a battery-powered bellows fan for your barbecue.
A fan?
Yeah, it's a little clip-on battery-powered fan, and it, blows air out of coals.
Oh, I thought for me, when I'm hot and I'm cooking over the stove.
Well, you can be. There's another idea, another useful.
Oh!
But, yes.
Because I only have a light that I used to clamp on the stove when you barbecue at night.
Supposed to blow air on it, and it makes them burn faster.
Oh, so that's not for your butane.
No, this is strictly for charcoal.
Charcoal grill. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Well, the downside, it may blow charcoal dust all over the place.
But, how much is it? Do you know?
It's a deal at $51.04.
Are you kidding me?
It's called the Barbecue Dragon.
You know what? Mm. You can go probably to like Walmart or somewhere and get a little fan that you put on you, you know? You can clip it on stuff on you.
Or?
For a couple bucks.
Or you can just go.
Yeah, you could.
Okay. Let's see.
We don't want to knock all of your gadgets, but that one's a little lame if you ask me for $51.
Okay, this Grill Daddy Pro Grill Cleaning Brush. You know how you can steam clean your floors?
Yeah.
This is the little battery operated steam cleaner for your barbecue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And does it scrape it off or just steam
little
it?
Little brushes. See little brushes on it.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah,
it's a steal at $12.80.
Now, that's not bad. Now, the fan is ridiculously priced at $51, but this one, this is pretty good, and it cleans your barbecue grills. Who likes scraping that off?
Well, we just burn it off.
Well, we do, but we... You? Well, wait. Do you really scrape it off? Burn it off, I mean?
I have a gadget coming up that will solve all your problems.
My problems exactly, because you don't do it. I get it all ready for you.
Bear with me. When you're cooking meat on a barbecue, you have to determine if it's done. So you have to check the temperature.
Correct.
So I have here the Maverick ProTemp Commercial Smoker Barbecue Pro Meat Thermometer.
That's a mouthful.
It certainly is.
Okay. And what's different than me just sticking my little thermometer in my meat when I use it in the kitchen, too?
This one is available for $70.63.
Mine doesn't cost that much. Now, why? Just for the Barbie?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Stick the probe in there and it tells you what it is.
Well, I stick the probe in my meat in the house. It does the same thing in the Barbie, too.
Now, this is good.
But don't rush me. I'm knocking everything that you've got. Okay.
Next is the answer to your barbecue cleaning dreams. It's the GrillBot, automatic grill cleaning robot.
Really?
You know, like the iRobot?
Yeah.
It goes around. This is the little one that goes on your barbecue grill.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much?
It's $109.95.
$109?
Yeah. I don't know how they stop it from falling off the grill, though.
Wow. But that's a lot of money.
It's the little things. It comes around, does it? Just like a little Roomba.
Just turn your grill on high, close the cover for 5 minutes. By the time you come back, you just have to scrape a little bit off of the real dried up cheese and stuff. Doesn't take much. $109.95? That's a lot of money.
There's more.
I don't think you're worth it.
I'm talking about the 30-inch Lynx Professional Freestanding Smart Grill with rotisserie. It is Wi-Fi enabled. So you don't even have to go out there and mess with it. You can sit with your phone and cook stuff.
Really? Will your phone flip it for me?
It doesn't say. It says automated cooking with My Chef operating system. Which monitors the cooking times and temperatures.
Okay.
It's got a two variable temperature trident infrared burners.
Okay.
Dual position internally powered rotisserie.
Okay.
Voice activated. Aha. So you can say barbecue or cook.
Okay. Barbecue or flip my burgers.
They're working on that. Temperature sensors measure heat output as at cooking time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Electromechanical valves automatically maintain preset surface temperature. How about that?
Okay. Does it flip anything, though?
Didn't say that.
Then how smart is it?
Well.
You just turn your barbecue on. You don't need a smart. How much is it?
$8,309.
$8,309? And
$9? Just in time for Father's Day.
You're not worth it at all.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.